Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today by stepping into the cryptocurrency or Bitcoin space as I am chatting with Ryan Wilday. He is the cryptocurrency technician over at Avi Gilbert's Elliott Wave Trader website. Now, Ryan, it's been a little while since I had you back on, and just as a general recap for those that maybe haven't been following Bitcoin as closely, Bitcoin has been, at least on a weekly chart and really since the middle of last year, so for about a year now, Bitcoin has been almost consistently putting in some lower highs and lower lows. Now, it hasn't fully broken down, but when you go back almost a year ago to the beginning of July, Bitcoin was almost 12,000, almost 13,000, and just recently has topped out just under 10,000. Is maybe looking at another leg down here. What are your technicals telling you about the future trading here in Bitcoin?
Well, I expect us to be near an interim top. I can see us getting up to as high as 12 here, which would be a slight poke over the February high. But we're starting to see, divergence in technicals, slowing of momentum, the volumes dropping off. So there's a lot of reasons to be cautious here. Further, as I shared with you, we're coming off a low that I can really consider a very important long-term breakdown that happened on March 12th. We rallied out of that breakdown. But that really broke support, indicating that a lot of my previous forecasts are questionable, at least. So I see weakness coming in here soon. Again, over 12 would surprise me. And then below us, 4,500 is key support. That's been key support off and on for various periods of various actions since even 2019. So we can head back to there, and I would love to see it drop back to there to renew buying. I'm taking caution here and taking some of my core holdings off.
Okay. So again, it has made this run up, but unfortunately it is another lower low. Are you taking anything away from this year-long trend of a downtrend?
As we've talked previously over the last year, I was seeing Bitcoin setting up for six figures, and I still see that sometime in the future. But what I've seen after, looking at my scenarios after the March 12th breakdown that we had, and again, if your listeners are not familiar, it was a breakdown from about 7,000 to 3,700, really within about an hour and a half. It was a very monumental breakdown. It was amazing, and that breakdown suggests to me that we're really getting locked into a range, most likely, and we have to break over 35K for me to think that we're going to be running to six figures in the short term, and that's just far-fetched right now at this point after that breakdown. So I see a range very likely. That range may take a form of a triangle off of the high that we had in 2017. That may ultimately be, we also could get what we call in Elliott Wave speak, a strong C wave down to 2000. So I'm looking at those areas. Now, which scenario we take is going to, again, depend on how we treat support and resistance that are around us. So right now we've got 12, as I mentioned above, and above that we're going to have resistance into the 20s and 30s at various levels. And then below 4,000, 3,500, which is or 3,700 roughly, which is the March 12th breakdown, and then below that 2,000. So we have all these areas which really should constrain a range in my view over the next year and a half, but we'll see if we break loose of that, in any of those key levels.
Okay, so just to recap, one key comment you made there is that you have been on the show saying that there is technical patterns that say that Bitcoin could get up to the six figures, so over 100,000, but you're not seeing that happening now or anytime soon. That's actually been pushed out.
I do see it in the future. The Elliott Wave patterns still point up there. They just, this latest, we take the weekly Elliott Wave pattern, then we have to see how the daily supports it or doesn't. And what I see on March 12th, it just doesn't support it now. And that's a big change for me. When you're wrong, you're wrong. And I have to say that I'm not flat wrong, but it's at least very unlikely now.
Okay. What about volume too? Any of your research, what has it shown you in terms of volume and the type of investors that are still playing this market?
Well, I think the retail crypto trader, and I can say this from my own subscribers to what I read on Twitter and looking at the exchange volume out there, is very anemic, and I think we're just seeing fatigue in crypto traders. The action is tough too. It's what we call in Elliott Wave speak overlapping. You don't get very clear trends. It whipsaws a lot. So I use all sorts of technical means of managing that sort of whipsaw and trying to spot it, but so I tend to have less fatigue, but it's tiring for me too. And I can imagine those that are a little bit less skilled struggling with it. And it certainly shows in the volume that it's dropping back. And that volume dropping back doesn't support a big run right here. I think, you know, we were talking earlier, but I think underneath we still have that institutional accumulation going on. It's definitely happening. We just never see that volume because it's all OTC mostly. For those that are familiar with the GBTC fund, they had a record quarter, which is all private placement GBTC shares in return for Bitcoin. So record uptake of Bitcoin there. Again, that's not retailers. They'd have to have an institutional account with GBTC. I'm not exactly sure how that works. I haven't dove into it, but it is not for retailers. I know that. So it's that is underneath. But institutions trading OTC don't affect exchange volume or even really, liquidity and pushing the price forward. It really is sort of under the hood.
Okay, but then what does that mean if there is still this institutional underlying demand?
I think ultimately we'll see it play in price because that supply is getting cut. It'll thin out the books on the regular exchanges. And when the retailer does want to come buy again, particularly if you have a major breakout, that's usually where retailers trade, unfortunately. It really is like, the novice trader comes in on the breakout, which is fine as long as you accumulated lower before you got to the breakout. And they'll be chasing a thin book, because a lot of that Bitcoin will not be on the open market, most likely, unless the institutions then go to start selling into that volume.
And that's when you usually know that you're close to a top there. But again, we're not even close to that situation. There are a lot of comments right now being made about the potential safe haven status of Bitcoin. Well, it's actually been thrown around for a number of different assets and asset classes as we are in this kind of confusing time for markets. How do you temper some of those comments regarding safe havens and relating that to Bitcoin?
Well, we've seen it. The three big crises where that came into play quite markedly was Zimbabwe. I don't even remember what year that was. And Venezuela, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, maybe it was more than that. And then Hong Kong recently. And in all of those events, I was firsthand in hearing from a hedge fund guy that's in crypto doing business with family offices in Hong Kong. So I had that firsthand information. I knew from other, secondhand information that some of the more elite in Venezuela were buying Bitcoin to move money offshore to escape the crisis they had there, the government crisis, and which is still largely going on. They really have a crisis of their economy. And that may still be happening, but I think a lot of the money has vacated Venezuela, to be honest. We haven't seen it in the COVID crisis, the COVID-19 crisis that I'm aware of. I haven't been, our banking, we're flooding it with, our Fed is flooding the system with money. I'm not sure what other governments are doing, but I'm aware, Germany and Britain and Russia all have, stimulus packages, but we don't really have a banking crisis where money needs to escape yet. It could happen, but it just hasn't been, in plain sight yet.
Okay, fair enough. Well, good comments there, Ryan. Thank you for the general update in terms of, where you see Bitcoin potentially going, and quite frankly, still the downtrend that Bitcoin is in, as much as that narrative around Bitcoin potentially being a safe haven asset has come onto the radar. It's still trending lower over the last year. Ryan, good chatting with you. Thanks for the update. Have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, you too.